Hey, Bob. So you guys had to place Rosenthal in the IL to open. What is his status, and how long are you guys thinking that he might be down for?
Yeah, not really sure on the timetable. Right shoulder fatigue. You know, it just wasn't bouncing back very well for him after his outings. It's probably a week and, you know, felt okay. But after the last outing, probably felt his worst. So, you know, we're giving him a dose pack right now, which takes 6 days. And, you know, with the 10-day being the injured list, it seemed like the right thing to do. So no MRI to this point. We're just kind of treating the symptoms as of right now. And so I'm not really sure how long it'll be.
What is the plan for ninth inning closing duties right now with him down?
You know, it's Jake's the obvious answer, but if you know, if the eighth inning looks pretty left-handed, then maybe we do that. So maybe a little bit more mix and match. It was kind of easier to figure out, obviously, with Trevor in the ninth, and we targeted Jake for the eighth. And then, you know, we have some, you know, an assortment of righties and lefties with different type stuff that, you know, we were going to try to match up earlier than that. Now it's just an inning later that we have to try to match up.
Shayna?
It looks like you have Cole Irvin after Lizardo in the rotation. What's the decision behind putting him up there? And is there an update on Frankie after he threw?
Yeah, Frankie threw great yesterday, and our hitters were raving about him. Velo was good, had a good split, good slider. So he was pretty excited after that. You know, obviously, it was covered, but we feel like there's enough time with 5 more days and the fact that, you know, it's been covered for a while and looking at it, it looks better. So we feel like we're on good pace with him. And Cole, you know, he pitched great. You look at his numbers in spring, he pitched great. And, you know, it was a tough decision, you know, especially with the way Dalton pitched. But, you know, we'll go with this to start. And, you know, we've been a team that if we need to make adjustments, we will. But he pitched pretty well. And I think the game that probably really stood out was the game against the Dodgers and the fact that they had, you know, basically their entire lineup out there, and he pitched so well. So it was a difficult decision, but that's the way we'll go, you know, in the interim.
Matt, was the decision to have him go third in the rotation so he wouldn't see the Dodgers again?
No, just so we could give Sean an extra day off his outing. You know, he had threw a lot of pitches in that one inning, and you know, whether he got squeezed a little bit or whatever, but we always feel like with Sean, if we give him an extra day, we're probably a little better off.
Matt?
You have Pinder in right field tonight. What was the decision there between him and Piscotty?
Yeah, and Tom, you know, all three of these guys probably get a start in the series. So, you know, the way Pinder finished up last year, had a good series against the Astros, had a really good spring on top of it. I think it, you know, we felt like today was a better matchup for him than the other ones, but we'll probably see all three of these in the series. But based on what he accomplished last year and how spring went, we felt like he deserved it today.
And then with adding Gudjuan to the bullpen, I know you guys liked his spring a lot, but was there a decision there between him and Guerra?
There was, and that was a tough one too. But, you know, it's another thing that can be flipped around a little bit, but Gudjuan was really good. Didn't give up a run until his last outing. And that was, you know, more of a, I think he gave up a first pitch double and then it was a get him over, get him in, but he had a pretty flawless spring. We were impressed.
Manolo.
Hi, Bob, how are you? Nice to see you. Gudjuan, you know, you said a lot of great things about him in the spring. And what specific capacity you're going to use him? And he's a guy that's going to be used over more than one inning.
Well, he proved to us he could pitch more than one inning. His last outing was second to last outing was his best. And his velo even picked up in the second inning. So, you know, we feel like we have a chance to be able to use him more than one inning. You know, Adam Clarke's going to be the second lefty. Jake's going to be the first. And he'll get, you know, maybe earlier and maybe some down games, that type of thing. But pitched well enough to impress us and you know, be on the team right now. So we feel like we have a pretty deep bullpen, you know, especially now we have three lefties as well.
Yes, I understand that yesterday, besides Montas, Fires was also pitching a little bit there. How did he do, and how optimistic you are that he's going to be back sooner than later?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic. He pitched a couple innings. You know, we'll send him over to the alt site to pitch some more. And, you know, next time out, maybe three. Once we get to, you know, 80 pitches, or he can go out there and give us 90 or so, then we'll be comfortable with bringing him back. So I think we're still targeting sometime in April, but not really sure when.
And the goal for Puck, now that he's to the alternate site, I'm guessing is to build up innings, right? Build up pitches.
Right. And, you know, the decision was tough, you know, and he was in it too. But, you know, we want to be able to stretch him out. We want to keep him pitching consistently. Sometimes that role, if he ended up in the bullpen, would be, you know, an inconsistent one where we couldn't consistently pitch him. And he needs to pitch consistently, whether it's starting or whether it's in a bullpen role. So he'll be down there for now, but it just means we have some depth as well.
Janie.
Hi, Bob.
Hey.
This, without this sounding too silly, I mean, how special was it to write Chapman's name in there today? First of all, I mean, it's been a little while for you to get to do that, you know, in a regular season game.
Yeah. I mean, that was a tough loss for us last year. You know, we feel like we always have pieces and next man up, but that's a difficult one for us. So, you know, what he brings as far as defensively, offensively, power, leadership, you know, he's one of the key guys here. So it's nice to see him get through spring healthy. He looked like his normal self. He was making plays like we've seen 2 years ago, which we didn't see last year because of the hip issues that he had. So, yeah, it's great to have him back in the lineup. You know, everybody feels that way.
And Bob, Amelia will be making her debut as full-time PA after, you know, replacing Dick. And how excited are you for her? I mean, the Mets and the Giants are the only other teams with a female current active PA announcer.
And she's just terrific on top of it. So, you know, it's one thing for her to deserve the job, which she does. Mm-hmm. But if you know her too, she's just a terrific person. So she'll do great with it. I've heard her, you know, in the interim when we had to do some last year or whatever. And I think she's the right person for the job. I know she's excited about it as well, as are we. And she should be proud of what she's accomplished.
Matt.
Oh, one other quick thing with Rosenthal. Will he be with you guys in Oakland, or is he going to go to the alt site at all, I guess?
Yeah, he's not going to throw for a while, so he'll be with us here. We want to, you know, keep our eyes on him. Once he, you know, starts to throw, he'll probably be with us for a while, too, until he got into a game. So he'll stick with us.
And just in the bigger picture, just having fans back in the building and having opening day in April instead of July and everything, does it feel a little bit like sort of things are trending back toward more normalcy in just the baseball sphere right now?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm really excited about going out there for a regular season game and seeing fans tonight. It gives you that nervous feeling. You know, you play not only for yourself and your team, but you play for the fans as well. And they've been really good to us here since I've been here. So it's an exciting night. Hopefully it increases as the season goes along. Hopefully the vaccine gets more and more involved and we're able to have more fans in the stands as the season goes along, because really, the fans are what make baseball what it is.
Vince.
Bob, how do you approach Zach Greinke? He's been around for so long, and he's done it so many different ways. What, without revealing the secret sauce, but what's it like facing him with the way that he goes about attacking hitters?
Yeah, you know, you have to wait. You got to be patient and wait for a good pitch to hit, because he's going to try to get you to swing out of the zone a lot. A lot of his pitches look like they're in the zone and then they dive out of it. A lot of his changeups that he throws look exactly like his fastball, and then the bottom falls out. So you have to be patient with them and not, you know, a lot of times, you know, maybe not be as eager to swing early in the count. You know, if something's there for you to hit, obviously we're an aggressive team, but you know that you try to get him off the corners and more on the plate.
And then the flip side of it is, I know the Astros are still a formidable offense, but without George Springer at the top for them, how does that change the way that you see them offensively?
They're still a really good offensive team. I mean, you place him with the Altuve at the top, and, you know, Bregman's there. Alvarez is back after not being there last year. They're a really good offensive team. So, it obviously Springer's huge, but with Alvarez being back, it's still a really deep lineup that you, there's really no breaks in it. So, you know, Straw's the only little difference as far as, you know, the being, it looks to be an everyday guy, and he brings some different traits to it as well with his speed. So it's just as good a team as we saw last year. And they really hit their stride in the postseason.
Shana.
Steve Vucinic announced that he's retiring after this season. I'm wondering if you can imagine a clubhouse without him, and how that news hit you.
Yeah, I don't know. Until I actually, he's not here, I have a hard time. But it's like he comes with the stadium. So we'll see. I know he's talked about, you know, retiring, and I know we'll be back next spring, but it'll probably hit home more when he's not here a day, because I don't think I've ever been here a day when he's not here. So he, like I said, he's kind of blends in with the whole A's thing and the ballpark. And, you know, obviously we're going to wish him the best and miss him, but until that day's here, it always seems like home when he's, when you walk in, you see him in the clubhouse.
Eno. Guess not, Eno. All right, that's all. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, Bob, I just wanted to ask you about Chris. You know, from DFA, I guess, from barely on the roster to opening day starter. You know, has it been changes he's made, or has he just gotten stronger? And, you know, what have you seen from him, you know, to get him to this day?
Yeah, he's always been talented. He throws the ball over the plate more consistently now with all his pitches. It was accepting roles, I think, sometimes he had a tough time with, you know, whether it was going bouncing back and forth between a starter and between a reliever. And I think once he got comfortable with that, he started pitching better with fewer distractions. And then once we came back for, you know, 2.0 last year and all the way through the postseason, or was our most consistent guy. So you have to give him a lot of credit for, you know, breaking through a lot of barriers and the talent kind of catching up to kind of who he is. And, you know, he's done his best work, and we feel like he's, you know, this is kind of the start of things for him.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.